We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, beginning of a line. Our Mishnah said that if someone's mazik, he pays idius. He pays tikkun olam. More akasha tikkun olam. It's the rice. It says meitav today, meitav kamer yishalom. More answers. They'll go into a small holes, but the nizik shaminon that you look at when you figure out what's called idius, you look at the nizik's properties. And midrabanan, I'll take an oil on me do midamazik shaminon. And the marbor of brisa, rishmar rikiva machlekes. If you go baster a nizik or baster a mazik, whose field do you go by? Do you look at the nizik's best field and you have to give that? That's idius, or you have to give like the mazik, and that's what you go by. So what's the beer machlekes? So starting four lines from the top, beginning of a line. My time with rishmar nemro sadolamato. The nemer soda lamaila, ma soda amur lamaila the nizik, af soda amur lamato the nizik. The pasuk says, "Ubir before meitiv sedeu." It says, "Ubir b'stei achar meitiv sedeu meitiv karmi yishalim." Now, "Ubir b'stei achar" is talking about your animal eating in someone else's field, ruining someone else's field. That's stei achar. It's talking about a nizik. So when it says meitiv sedeu meitiv karmi yishalim, it's going referring to that type of soda, the soda of the nizik, and that's how we know that the meitav is going according to the nizik's properties. That's Rav Shmuel's shita, because the darshan sada. Rav Akiva savar, it says in the pasuk, meitav sedeyu, or meitav sedeyu meitav karmi yishalim. So who's paying? The mazik's paying. So you go baser, you go according to the person who's paying. Rav Akiva savar, meitav sedeyu yishalim, dehech dekom yishalim. The one who's paying, he pays the best of his field. So that's where the person paying, yishalim. Meitav sedeyu, yishalim. The person pays from his best field. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ahani gzer shava, ahani kro. The gzer shava works, and the kro works. Ahani gzer shava. So he says, what's that gay? Look at the amaram, that you go bust of nizik. Ahani kro, you know what the pasuk's for? That's mashma, meitav sedeyu yishalim. It's your own field, it's a mazik's field, you're going with the, according to the mazik's field. What's that negeya? Hanikra, the islay le mazik idius v'ziburis. The mazik has idius, which is the class A. Ziburis is the class C field. And ziburis today, his lowest level is not as good as the idius. Lo shavya ki idius de nizik. Because the idius de nizik is in between the idius and ziburis of the mazik. So what do you do then? So there, you learn after this pasuk of shama le meitav. And Rashi explains that without the pasuk, you would think that the Torah is not mechayiv you to give better than the meitav of the nizik. Not mechayiv to give better, you know, it says the pasuk, you know, sada, dafka meitav of the nizik. Not mechayiv to give better than the meitav of the nizik. So you would think here, where my idius is better than the nizik's idius, I don't have to give better. I give the closest I get to below it. So maybe I have to give zeburis. Kemash v'lon, in this case, you have to give idiot. So the pasuk meitiv sedeyu meitiv karmi yishalim, that's mashma, the person who's paying, that is the gay of a case where his zeburis is not as good as the idiot. So there you have to give your own idiot. Mashainke, when your zeburis is as good as his idiot, that's exeris shavas for that, and that you pay the meitiv of the nizik, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, what would be in a case if the mazik had idiot, bainus, and zeburis, and the nizik's field, his idius came in between the zeburis and the bainus of the mazik. So here you could say two ways. On one hand, I give bainus because my bainus is better than his idius. But on the other hand, once you say we're not doing zeri shava, we're not giving exactly the idius of the nizik, maybe now it reverts to according to the mazik's idius. So maybe the mazik has to give his idius, not the bainus. This is a machlokes rishonim, the ritva, the rosh. They argue on what the halacha will be in such a case. Does the pashas mean you give the old meitav idius and shav give idius the bainus? That's one point to speak out. Another point is that's for sure that this is a kuliyama that let's say the idius of the nizik is better than any field the mazik has. Anything the mazik has, all mazik stuff is lower. It's possible that mazik does not have to purchase a better field to give to him. He gives the best he has, that's for sure. If the idiots' things are better, for sure the mazik just gives the best he has, and that's sufficient. So I can find him, that's a Rishmal and Rav Akiva, but this is really mazik shaminim. Now it's said in the words of the Braisa, it says, that Rav Akiva says, Rav Akiva loy ba akosav ela ligvais linezikin. Rav Akiva says, that loyba kosav ligas azikim idius, which means that Rekiva is saying the pasuk not going to make on the mazik to pay with idius the nizik, but he pays idius the mazik, and then he says v'kavachoyim lahekdish. And Kavachayma, when heck, when you pay hektish, for sure have to pay the idiots of the mazik. Now, what's going on? My Kavachayma le hektish.
That's
yeah, make this deal. Make this deal. So Kira is saying, make this deal is not coming to be makel and saying that you only have paid the nizik. It means you have to pay the mazik. And this is the Kavachayma le hektish. So what does it mean? My Kavachayma le hektish. Elam the nakatura down to the hektish. If it means our shar kicked or hurt the shar of the hektish. Shara'eyu marachmana. It says in the Pasuk, v'chiyigaf shar'ish as shara'eyu. And we darshan, shara'eyu marachmana lo shar'ish hektish. And it sounds like when your own shar hurts a shar of hektish, you potter, stop with shara'eyu. So what's kavachem hektish? That even that when you pay hektish in Zikin, you have to pay idiots. What do you mean? There's no chiyiv in Zikin at all to hektish. We darshan from shara'eyu. Ella, maybe the case like this. A guy says he's going to donate the money to Beit HaGavayis, and now the gizbar comes to collect the chayv. The Asi gizbar of a shakal midius that he could come take from midius when he collects his, when he collects the debt, collects the nether that the guy made. So that's shver also. What's the kavachayim lehekdesh? Lohayla ba'chayv. We're saying kavachayim lehekdesh from nezikin. No, this is like a ba'chayv. If he says I want to pay better, it's not a hezek. It's a case where he's donating money, so it shouldn't be better than, it shouldn't be different than ba'chayv. Ba'chayv the lach is bainis. So why should hekdesh be any better? V'chita mekusav Rabbi Kiva. Ba'chayv shakol be'idias kenezikin. If you're telling me Rabbi Kiva holds, then ba'chayv actually takes idiots, but like nezikin, ikla mifrach. Still, it's not a kavachayim la hektish because ma'al ba'chayiv shkin yafa koychem and nezikin toym hektish shkin hayu koychem nezikin. If that's the case, you wouldn't even have a kavachayim. They were saying that ma'adach ba'chayiv gets idiots, so kavachayim to hektish. No, ba'chayiv is better because at least it has a better din when it comes to the zikim, that a ba'chayiv collects damages if someone damages him, he's a hedyot. Ba'shekin hektish, if someone damages their shor, you don't get paid. So if I care it, then maybe it's hektish is less. So what's the kavachayim of the hektish? So what is going on over here? I'm not talking about ba'chayiv, we're talking about the case, not talking about re'elei mon el hektish, talking about a case, the nachay tur, the don tur, the hektish. Our shor hurt the shor of hektish. Rabbi Kiva Shavalok of Shimon Manasseh. Rabbi Kiva holds like Shimon Manasseh. What does Shimon Manasseh hold? Tanya. Shimon Manasseh Eimer. Shor Shehekdish Shenagach Shor Shehedit. And Shor Shehekdish kicked a Shor of a Hedit, Potter. Then you talk a Potter. We dash him Shara Eyu that this is not Shara Eyu. But the other way, Mishal Hedit Shenagach Shor Shehekdish, but a Hedit that hurt a Shor Shehekdish, Bein Tam Bein Muid Misham Lezah Shalom. And you dash the word Re'eyu to me like this. By Re'eyu, you get away with Chatzin Ezek if it's a Tam, before it does it three times. Vashayinkain, by Hektish, you pay Nezek Shalom all the time. And that's what Re'eyu means. So come out like this, that a Hektish, the Loch is, if you hurt a Hektish, if your Shar hurts the Hektish Shar, you pay Nezek Shalom right away. What do you pay from? You Kavachayimah, you pay from Midyas. Madach, a Hedyat, who only pays Chatzin Nezek, pays from Midyas. Kavachayimah, the Hektish, which pays Nezek Shalom on the first try, of course, he will pay Idyas. And that is the pshat in the words of Kavachayim Hektish according to Rabbi Kiva. Ihachi, if that's the case, that Rabbi Kiva has been mechadish to you, that he holds like a Shimon ben Manasseh, that a Shar Shahedit, the hit of Shar Shahedit, pays Nezek Shalim, so maybe that is the whole machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. As you remember, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, the machlokes is not mefurus. They don't say Nizik Shamina, Mazik Shamina, they don't say that. It says in the Brisa, that Rabbi Shmuel says, Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karma Yishalim, Meitav Sadeo Shanizik, Meitav Karma Shanizik. Did Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Baal Kosh, Lukas Nizik on Idias, Vekavachayim Lehekdash. So maybe we have a half meaning means like this, that they're not arguing Nizik or Mazik, just the Tanakam is saying that Rabbi Shmuel is saying the only time you pay is only by a Hedit. But Rabbi Kiva is saying, even by a Hedit. Maybe that's the Machlaikas. See, Hachi, now that we're saying, huh? So we'll have to see tomorrow's questions. Then we'll say it doesn't read so good. But Yahachi, the question is like this: Ma'idve idius the nizik kizaburius the mazik pligi. How do we argue in that case where the idius of the nizik is valued like the zaburius the mazik? That's machlekes. Don't we call it a nizik shaminon? And that's the fit into words made of sedesh nizik. And so what's Rekiva adding on? Rekiva is saying is the part that the hektish is chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel holds Dafka Hedit. We don't really see it, but we see from the way Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says, oh, you hold Hedit as potter? Hektish is chayiv. And that's the whole machlokes. Everyone knows Menizik Shaminin, like the words of Metiv Zdeo Shanizik, the Kamer Shanizik. And Rav Akiva says, Loibah Kosov, El Ligwes Menizik Menidius, Vakavachem Lagdish. Vaha, Puk Dev Shim Menasi, Rabban Kamefki, that's the Almachlekis. The Rav Akiva saw like Rav Shim Menasi. Rav Akiva was like Rav Shim Menasi, that Hekish is Chayiv. Rav Shmuel saw like Rabban. Rav Shmuel holds like Rabban, that you potter. It's according to Rav Shmuel, it's potter. When Tur Didan hit through the Hekish is potter, because Re'ayu. And according to Rav Akiva, it's Chayim Nezek Shalom. That's anyway, because the Machlekis, there is a Machlekis Tanayim about that, by Hekish. We're saying this is the same Machlekis Tanayim like that. The Rabban and Shim Menasi. And that's how the Machlekes goes. Either it's nothing or it's everything. So that's maybe the Machlekes. Once we establish that there's a Kavachem Lehekdash means that Rav Akiva holds the Shem Menasi, maybe that is the whole Machlekes. Zok to Gemara, a few cash on this. Three questions on this chat. First of all, Im came, my Loi Ba'a Kosov. What's Lashon Loi Ba'a Kosov? It's Mashma that I'm telling you, the Pasuk of Meitav is not for this, it's for that. We're not handling the Pasuk of Meitav. We're handling Hekdash. So what's the words? Rekiva Oimer, Leba Kosov Ligus Menazikim Idias, Kavachem Lekdash. Just say, and the Hekdash Chayiv also. What's the whole line? Leba Kosov Ligus Menazikim Idias. Sounds like you're arguing something on the Pasuk of Meitav. That's Kasha number one.
And now, how's the.
No, that's the Kasha. Kasha on this Pshat.
Before this
The other way it means like this. The Loibah Kosov, the Pasuk is like this. That Rav Shmuel says, Benizik Shaminon, Kavi Rekiva Aim, he says, Loibah Kosov Lahokil al Hamazik, El Lahachmer al Hamazik. Loibah Kosov to say, pay the Mitzvah Shanizik? No, pay the Mazik, as he learned. But now they were saying it's nothing to do with it, so what's Loibah Kosov? Void, my Kavachayim al Hektish. What's the Kavachayim al Hektish? So what's this question? So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, my Kavachayim al Hektish, the Kamar. What are you saying? If everyone agrees with Nizik Shaminon, so what's Kavachayim Lehekdash? It's a Kula. So how do I say Kavachayim Lehekdash gets the Kula of Nizik Shaminon? That's very rational as a Kasha. Frank Taisvis, what do you mean? Kavachayim Lehekdash saying that there's a Din Meitav by Hekdash. Doesn't say Meitav by Parash of Hekdash. Maybe the Chiddush is that there's a Din Meitav. That's what the Kavachayim is for. Kavachayim is Din Meitav, it's Taisvis Kasha, Taisvis Din Masav Oid. In the second line, it says, Vakasha, Vakasha, Kavachayim, the Shalom Meitav Nizik, Lem is worse than Nizik. As the Tosfos therefore has a different pshat. Tosfos learns that the Gemara's kash is that my kavachayim la hektish. Who said Rabbi Shmuel argues on the kavachayim la hektish that you pay idias? Rabbi Shmuel will agree if hektish if you be chayiv if you hit a hektish you pay idias also. It's not a gay kavachayim la hektish. Just say hektish is chayiv. I'm like Rabbi Shmuel getting involved in this shaila. So upon him, that's the second question. If the machlekes is regarding if hekesh chayav or not, so what's kavachayim lehekdash? Va'oi to Omar Rav Ashi mefurish. Va'omar Rav Ashi tanya behayi. They looked at the brayso first. Top on base. Tanya behayi. They made this day with the karmi shalim. Made this day shanizik. Made the karmi shanizik. The Rav Shmuel in Rav Ashi's brayso, it's clear what the machlekes is because Rav Shmuel says made this day shanizik, and Rav Akiva even made this day shalmazik or made the karmi shalmazik. You see clearly that they're arguing in mazik. On Isaac, that's the Machlekes. That's why you know that's the Machlekes. Now, what about, is there Machlekes by Hekdash or not? So really, it's a Shaila in the Achronim. The Ram Shif learns, you can learn that Echanami is not a Machlekes in Hekdash at all. Everyone agrees Hekdash is Chayiv. And the Machlekes is Nizik or Mazik. And Rekiva says, Kavachayim al-Hekdash, everyone agrees to that. Kavachayim al-Hekdash. Whatever Lachas al-Hekdash is, Kavachayim al-Hekdash. That's what Ram Shif wants to mitzadeh. There are those learned, and there are two Machlekes going on here. Machlekes number one is make the Seder go with the Nizik or the Mazik. And number two is Hekdash of the Tur Didan, Gores, a Shar Shal Hekdash, or Yechayiv, or Nezik Shalom, or Yepat Lagamri. So it could be two Machlekesim, or maybe it's a one Machlekes, Nizik Mazik, and everyone agrees, Kavachayim Lehekdash.